This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. She was convicted and now she has resigned. Hannah Dugan stepped down as Milwaukee County Judge over the weekend. She hasn't heard cases since the Wisconsin Supreme Court suspended her last April, but Dugan's resignation ends her nearly $180,000 salary. It also sidesteps a looming impeachment after a jury found her guilty last month of a federal charge of obstructing immigration officials. Dugan could potentially face prison time after December's conviction, but a sentencing hearing hasn't been set. She says she plans to appeal. Racine police may soon have a stronger way to deal with reckless drivers. A state law approved last fall let cities toughen their own ordinances, and Racine police want in. Right now, Racine officers can only impound a vehicle if the driver is the owner and has a reckless driving conviction. Under the new law, police could impound a vehicle right at the traffic stop, even if the driver isn't the owner. The city of Milwaukee signed off on the tighter rules in November, and now Racine police want in. The request heads next to the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. This week marks the start of a new round of public input for the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Beginning today, people can submit ideas online for how the state should handle issues like wildlife, water, and land use. The submission window runs today through February 9th, and each person can send in up to two proposals. The group, which advises the DNR, says the best ideas will move on to be considered at public hearings this spring. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Tune struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
Yeah, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs. Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog with some frost this morning, then mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Could be a little light snow or some freezing drizzle. We'll drop to around 32 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few showers with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.